Blog Talk Radio.
Those that know it and you want to stand and sing it with us, it's okay. Church choir, you can stand right where you are. Song says, I do. Oh, no, no, yes. Let's say that again. I really do.
Come on, Lord, I love you, Jesus.
about you. He was there raining the midnight up. Lord, I love you. Yes, I do, Lord Jesus. I really do love you, my people.
I do.
Lord, I love you.
Morning.
I love you. I love you. That's what the songwriter said, Red. He said he loves him. Do you love the Lord?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Really. You know, some of us, we need a touch, right? But when you've been around God long enough, he don't do nothing. He's still God all by himself. We thank God always
yes,
for his love. Right? Because, Father, we fellas, you know it or not, we deserve justice, but he keeps giving us that mercy, man. I'm going to be able to be humble with that, because I know we deserve justice. I said we, but he just keeps giving us that mercy. He keeps giving us time and time to get it right. Some of us, you know, we're trying our best to stay close to the fire. And stay burning, you know. Some of us trying to stand off behind others and try to get warm. But boy, it's gonna be a time we all knees will bow down to him. The earth will just start crying out for mercy, and he won't give it to no man anymore. Because you got a chance right now. We have a chance right now to serve him and try to get on his side. You know, I it took me time that, you know, God allowed us to do something, you know. We've been around long enough to know we had a question asked. And in that question, it was asked, could we find something? Well, it was time for me to find something about what if, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
What if? And okay. I'm in a mode, you know, I like to leave room for the Holy Spirit, you know, to me. I like to, my God, to move, you know. I like to move without a lot of my input in, you know, to me. That's why I like to be spontaneous. I like to do it on the spot, like, on a lot of stuff, because it keeps me out of the way of thinking and overthinking the situation, because God has a lot of what ifs in the Bible, you know, to me. You can almost just go to the Bible and just turn the Bible and open it up. What if, you know, and go from it. But I'm just going to give them what God gave me. And there's a lot of verses people can use, a lot of things people can use. But I just thank God for what he bestowed on me this morning. You know, I prayed about it, you know, looked at a few things. And really, I'm going to tell the truth. I really looking at this thing today, you know, because I don't like to punt on things. I just like to allow, I need room for the Holy Spirit, man. And whatever he say, put it in, that's where I go, you know. And I don't like all that, because sometimes you have too much of you in it, if you don't mind. That's just me, man. This don't mean nothing, nobody else. You know, they can do, you can study, you can do, you can ponder however God give it to you. I'm just going to give it to what God gave to me. And, this is how he gave it to me. Oh, Heavenly Father, I come to the throne of grace. Lord, I come with the most humble smile I know how, Lord, just to thank you, Father God, for another day, Lord. Lord, we just come right
yes,
now,
Lord.
Touching the ring right now for your Holy Spirit to come in, Lord, and bless our heart, Lord. Lord, bless us, Father God, that we not just be hearers of your word, but doers of that word, Lord. Lord, we come with the most humble smile, Lord, thanking you, Father God, for all the trials you gave through last week. Doing my family, Lord. And God, one day after another, it was one coming. So I thank you, Father God, for the things you brought us through and still taking us through, Lord. And I love you for it, Lord. But I know it because you don't allow nothing to come our way unless we'll fall away. So I don't fall away, Lord. I just hold on to your hand, Lord. I hold on to your unchanging hand. And Lord, we just thank you for your Holy Spirit, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for the teach, preach word that we get each and every time we come over here, Lord. We ask you, Father God, mm-hmm. as we decrease, for you to increase, Lord. Lord, move, Father God, someone's yes. heart, Lord. They may have heard something, Lord, that applied to their life, Lord. Lord, there was a time, Father God, that man didn't play with you. You were so serious, and man was so serious, but yet we still sin. So, Lord, we just ask you, Father God, in this simple lifestyle that we have, Lord, we ask you, Father God, to prepare us, Father God, so we can be prepared for you, Lord. So as you come back for that church, Lord, that church without a spot on the record, Lord, we just ask you to have your way, Lord. Moving away, Lord. Mm-hmm. So we want to deal with a word, Lord, and a statement that says, what if? And we ask you to speak in that what if, Lord. Wherever it takes us this morning, Lord, we ask you to move, Lord. Graciously in the man's heart, children's heart. And Lord, let it be somewhere we can apply to our life today. And just we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Reverend, I just thank God amen. For the Holy Spirit. I thank him for the command yes. of the Holy Spirit. You know, some kind of way, and lately God been giving me some things in my heart, right? Brother Willis.
Amen.
He been giving me some things. It's like a series. You know, I'm talking about, I've just been getting a lot okay. of things. If you know what a series is, you know, you can go over a same subject over a month or two. You can go with love for 2 or 3 weeks. You know what I'm talking about? You can go forgiveness for 4 or 5 weeks. Just get stuff out of the Bible and teaching and preaching in series. If you don't understand this. So I don't know how this thing will fold and what it's going in, but it's more than one. There's a lot of meat on the bone. Can I say it like that? There's a lot of meat on the bone. One little story I'll start off with is David. 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 David had a problem. And the prophet Nathan came to him. And the prophet came to him. He told him about something. And I want you to turn to 2 Samuel. Look at the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. The Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. I want you to turn to 2 Samuel and 12. And I must not be with you long. This might be a series, Brother Willie. It's a few things God want me to point out. And so we're going to work this thing through. This ain't no one-day thing with this one. We're going to try to come with it. We ain't coming from no cuff. We're coming straight from the book. If you understand what I'm saying. 2 Samuel. This ain't for the scholars. This is some of us that's not blind and trying to understand this word. Scholars probably can recite this thing if you don't mind. This is some of us. We're trying to see what if. What if? What if? I can say what if we'd have got on that plane and went to the destination we was going to. Nobody know but God know what would the end that would have been. My wife, she couldn't walk. And I'm talking about all of a sudden, she just couldn't walk at all. And God allowed us not to go. Two things happened. We didn't change it. We just didn't go, you know, because she wasn't able to walk. So it was going to be a lot of walking for us, and we turned it down. What if we would have went?
Mm-hmm.
What would have happened? So along the way, since I say that, my brother and sister, there's a lot of things happened with that since we stayed home. So we had a lot of things came up. You know, and if God's will, I'll bring it out, you know, but not, sometimes it's not the place. But I just say it like this, what if we do win? A lot of things happen while we stay there, so if we wouldn't have been here, it would have went another way. God knew some things was going to happen, so he allowed that. I mean, that was like unexpected, you know, because we had this plan over 4 months. And God did it, and he changed it. But David
mm-hmm.
came to David, if I can read a little bit, and if you can just bear with me with the reading. It's 2 Samuel chapter 12, beginning in verse 1. 2 Samuel chapter 12, beginning in verse 1. And the Lord sent. I love this Bible. You know, when you see the Lord, if your Bible read like mine, it's in the Lord's cap. You know, that means God is talking. Mm-hmm. See, a lot of folks in the ministry is in the pulpit because the Bible says you could desire the office. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But what if they were really called by God? Would a lot of them be hollering all the time about prosperity? Because I believe God calls us, and I'm going to do a quick deviation. This is the Holy Spirit, y'all. I believe God called the ministry, and his ministry, not our ministry, his ministry, to tell the people. And you know what he told us to tell the people, my brothers and sisters? He said this here, and Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, Matthew 28:18, he said, all power is given unto me in heavens and earth. Go ye therefore and teach, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. He said, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And then you know he said, and lo, I will be with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. That's what the book said. This, and when you see Nathan, the Lord sent him. So the Lord sent out the apostles too. And the ministry of God is to go out and compel people for what God had taught them. But God, Jesus showed him how to have faith in healing. Jesus showed them how to, I'm going to get in this lesson because he got me over here for some reason. He showed them how to minister to the people. So he said,
yes.
He said, teach them to observe all things whatsoever. He didn't go out there and take them out and do no holler behind no preaching. He didn't. He told them to go teach them. That climax you hear out of the preacher, that's the homiletics that we have in the culture that we in. How about that? When the word is going for us, when the word is really teaching and observing, man, there's sometimes people don't even want to say amen. They say what? Oh, well, somebody must have told them my story. What if he would have told them this here? He might have would have understood that there. Let me tell you something. He sent us out to teach and preach his word to the uncompromising gospel, to spread it out. And when you teach and preach one word, every sermon is not going to be the one you know the one you be thankful for. You know, because we like that, we so emotional. But then we holler, we cry, we go through all these things in the church and come out. We'll cuss somebody out. We'll shoot at somebody. We'll talk about somebody. We'll run somebody down. And these church folks now, I'm going to get back into the lesson, but I want you to know God sent his disciples out. Matthew 28:18-20. I love this quiet. I love it like this. You know what? Because going back over here to 2 Samuel 12, the Lord sent Nathan unto David.
Mm-hmm.
And he came unto him and said unto him, watch this now. He said, there were two men in one city, the one rich and the other poor. The rich man had exceedingly many flocks and herds. Watch this now. Hear what he's saying now. He said, but the poor man had nothing save one little lamb, which he had brought, let me say, to nurse up and grow up together with him and with his children, and did eat of his own meat and drank of his own cup and laid it in his bosom. It was, look what it said. It was unto him as a daughter. Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit. This one man, this man raised this huge lamb, raised him up like it was one of his child. And this rich man, this was the poor man doing this, and this rich man was looking at this. This was the dream, the vision God gave to Nathan to tell David. And look what he said. There came a traveler unto him. He said, unto a rich man. And he spread, look at it, and took off his flock and his on his own ears to dress for the for the wayfarer man that was come unto him. But took the poor man's lamb, you hear that, and dressed it.
Mm-hmm.
He said, dress it for the man that was come to him. Look at here. Now, this rich man had all these lambs with him, and he saw this one man, and this one he's lamb, and he saw the man, and he took his lamb from him. Look what David said. And David was angry. And was great and kindled against the man. And he said unto Nathan, as the Lord liveth, this man, look at the man that hath done this thing should surely die. Look how God working this thing out. Look what God doing. He's setting them up with this here. Because he looked down there and he seen this here. And this man was rich, and he saw this man with this one lamb and took this lamb. And David heard the story and said, man, this man deserved death taking this man. He lamb like that. And look how he went there. And he said, like in verse 6, and he shall restore the lamb fourfold because he did this thing and because he had no pity. And Nathan said to David, Dar, what is it? Thou art the man. Thus said the Lord God of Israel, I anointed thee king over Israel, and I delivered thee out of the hands of Saul, and I gave thee thy master's house and the master's wives into the bosom, as he said, and give thee the house of Israel in Judea. Look what he said, and if, here we go, y'all, that has been too little, I would moreover have given unto thee such and such a thing. Oh, heavenly Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
He was telling him. Oh, heavenly Holy Spirit. He was telling him, I gave you everything. I even helped you in fighting wars. I even took you out of the hands of Saul, who was wanting to kill you. I took him, and you want to do all of this here, and you sit up here and see Uriah's wife. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Go get it there. He seen Uriah's wife sitting on top of the house, right, and she was bathing. And as she was bathing, she didn't know, because most customary that was happening at that time, most of the time then the men would be going off fighting in war. So she was out there taking a bath, and David seen her. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And you know who that lady was, Bathsheba. he seen her, and he was lusted behind, and he went after her to get her. And Nathan said, God told him, he said, with all them things God gave, I gave you the wives, I gave you the concubines, I gave you all of it, and I would have gave you more, but you wouldn't took this man's wife. What if? Help me, Holy Spirit. he said, not like that, Paul. He said, if that had been too little, I would more have given unto thee such and such thing. God would have given him whatever he wanted. All he had to do was that, but what happened to most of us? Most of us, we sin captures us. I talk to some people sometimes, they always drive back by the woman. And I tell them, I say, if you don't watch with that, what you keep bringing up, you're casually talking about this thing, but I'm finding out it's a lustful spirit. You know what I'm talking about? And you don't watch it, it'll cause yourself thinking you're saying something right, but you're inviting the spirit of lust in. Help me, Holy Spirit. You're inviting the spirit of lust in. So when you hear someone always talking about women or talking about what they used to have, this and that, if you're in there trying to do a little counseling right there, let me help you with it a little bit. Tell them, why are you harping over that? Because that's not your ex no more. That's not your friend no more. I'm gonna tell you something. This might be some wrong teaching, and I don't need nobody to hear. But I'm gonna say this. I don't even have a girlfriend. You know what I'm talking about? You understand what I'm talking about? I don't. I don't have no girlfriend. Period. You know what I'm talking about? I never put myself. I got a social. I talk to people, but I never attest myself like a friend. Like, when I say a friend, I know Reverend Henry and Sister Henry, they are my friend, but I look at them as one. Help me, Holy Spirit. When I see Sister Henry, I see Reverend Henry. I don't see Sister Henry by herself. I don't do that. When I see Brother Nutty, I see Brother Nutty and his wife. I don't look at Brother Nutty's wife as by herself. I look at her through Brother Nutty. You know what I'm saying? I see Sister Martha. I look at Sister Martha through her husband. I don't look her through her. That's how I was raised. I just don't look at them through that way. You know what I'm talking about? It keeps you out of harm's way. Help me, Holy Spirit. That man ain't work for nobody. No. It works for me. You know what I'm talking about? I look at her, and I look at her, and I see her. I respect her through her husband. I don't respect her through, if she's single, I stay away from a lot of single women. I'm telling you right now. Because if we're thinking about it, vulnerability is there. See, I trust me.
Yeah.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And I pray for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I said? I pray strong for me. You know, Dama, and I ask God to when I witness, and if I had to witness, and especially young ladies and this and that, it'd always be another lady involved with it. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I've been taught when we allow a woman to put her hand on that woman, and we pray through the woman. You know what I'm talking about? We don't want no kind of way that we thinking that it's that kind of way. Amen? So what I say this here, and God got me here for some reason, what I say this, what if? What if? What if they take the wrong, when Reverend Brian touched me? You know what I'm talking about? Reverend Brian looked at me. Oh, I'm going somewhere, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Reverend Brian said this,
mm-hmm.
They can get wrong, brothers and sisters. You know, you'd be surprised how many churches get pulled up by what if.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be surprised
by
how many homes get broke up because what if. Can I say it again?
Mm-hmm.
You'd be surprised by what happened if that person would have listened to the voice of God. You know, a lot of men fall. There's a woman. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. A lot of them,
mm-hmm.
This is what we see right here. David Saul was a woman. He was a lustful man. And he lust so strong, Reverend. When he did it, Reverend, he couldn't fight it because he seen something with his flesh, right? And when he seen it,
right.
He had to have it. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He had to have it. And he said, it didn't mean necessary. He didn't care. But this same man, now, watch this now. What if? Watch this here. For some of you saved folks, watch what Acts says over here, if you don't mind. Acts 13 and 22 and 23. Look what it says now. That's David now. I'm going to keep reading in a minute, but I'm going to get you to understand something. Acts 13 and 22 says, and when he had removed him, he raised up unto them David to be the king, to whom also have given testimony. And we said, and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, which shall fulfill all my will. And we said, of this man, see, has God, according to his promise, raised unto Israel a Savior, Jesus. Amen. The same language.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus came through. And so you can't look down on David. Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit. Somebody said, but look what he just did. He took this man's wife. Well, we're going to get there. Before we get there, look what the scripture says again. Let me back over here a second. Now, this same man, I went to Acts, but the same man, God, look at him as a man out of his own heart. He has some things in his heart. He has some failures that came up on him. He had a lot of wives, and he picked this one man's wife. And this he said, I would have gave you such and such. That means more than you ever wanted. I would have gave it to you. Help me, Holy Spirit. And look what he did to him, Reverend. He said, and Nathan said to David, thou art thy man. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Thus said the Lord God of Israel, I anointed thee king over Israel. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I delivered thee out of the hand of Saul, and I gave thee the master's house and the master's wife into thy bosom, and gave thee the house of Israel and Judea, and if that has not been too little, I will moreover have given unto thee such and such thing. Wherefore hast thou despised the commandment of the Lord, help me, Holy Spirit, to do evil in his sight. Thou hast killed, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, Uriah the Hittite with a sword, and hast taken his wife to be wife, and hast slain him with a sword, look what it says, of the children of Ammon. Now, therefore, the sword should never, that's what he said now, depart from thy house, because thou hast despised me and hast taken the wife of Uriah, the Hittite, to be thy wife. Oh, I'm in the house. See, one thing about it, I remember I told you, I just read you, he said he was a man of the God of war. He was a man who followed God all the way. But look what God did to him. Look how he did to him, brother. He told him, he cursed him. He told him, good that. He said, for what you did, the sword would never leave your house. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He said, because you despise me. See, God, look at the, when God called you, see, he called him. Oh, he was known as king. He called him to do a task, but this task he did on his own. He said, I gave you everything. You do what you wanted. I gave you Saul's house. I gave you all the wives. I gave you everything, but that what if got him? What if I could just get over here? Because you know what he did, Reverend? He said, what if I could just give Uriah to go lay down with his wife? That's what he said. So what he did, he got Uriah drunk. And Uriah went over to the wife and did what? He wouldn't leave the altar at sitting outside. Mm-hmm. Some of you scholars know what I'm talking about. Leave the ark. So he stayed asleep to sleep and then lay down with his wife. So what if? What if we put him on the front line? Now, you never look at a four-star general to be on the front line. That's what Uriah was. He was the head man, right, of the army, the captain of the army. So, but he said, but what if I put him on I gave him something to drink. He went and go lay down with him. Now, what if I put him on the front line? And what he did, he told his servant to put him on the front line. And he had someone dedicated for David, and he got on the front line and fought and got killed. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Now David was all right. He can kill Uriah. He didn't feel like he didn't get it, but God is convicting him. This is after the fact. God is convicting him. Has God ever convicted you? Has God ever told you you did something wrong? And oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And when you did this wrong, you felt how God had came to you. See, now, this might not work for somebody. Don't listen to God. If you hear God and he's telling you when you do something wrong and you stop, help me, Holy Spirit. You stop and you start hearing what he's saying. That's what the church is supposed to do. I don't know how you've been taught, but when God speaks, you got to listen and do what he says. Yes. You could be like these fellows in the garden one day. You remember them guys in the garden?
Mm-hmm.
You remember? Don't you remember that? What they were doing in that garden? They was up in that garden. Mm-hmm. They went to sleep on me. These are told me to walk for a minute. This hour I asked you, just walk. Just watch for a minute with me. And while you watch, I'm gonna go a little farther. And pray. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Jesus told James and Peter and John to watch while he prayed. And as he stepped a little farther, he fell down on his face. Help me, Holy Spirit. And when he fell down on his face, he started praying. He started asking God to remove this cup Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He wanted to remove it because it was. He knew the sorrow of what he was finna go through. But let me tell you something. He came onto a point. He said, "Nevertheless, not my will, but Thy will."
Yes, it is.
He went and did that. What if you would have never did that, Reverend? What if you would have said, "If it not my will, but Thy will be done"? What
That's
if you
right.
had never did that, my brother? So have you ever thought about that? What if Jesus would have never stopped praying and when he was praying and said, "Father, you know, Reverend Hemmings, I'm going to be all right. Let me go and do this here.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just pass.
Yes.
Keep letting the slaughter, the bulls, the lambs, and the heifers, spreading ashes over the thing. Let them keep going to the high priest." But no, he said, "Nevertheless, not my will, but Thy will be done." I know him in the book. And when Jesus done that, the Bible said this. The spirit of the angel came and strengthened him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Have you been praying?
Mm-hmm.
And you have some what if information? You have some what if in your mind? Lord, what if you allow me to do this here? And you know, we try to bargain with the Lord. Somebody's been there before. You try to bargain. If you let me get out of this, Lord. I'm almost over there. If you let me get out of this one here, I should
right.
have I just need to get out this one time, Lord, and I won't do it no more. Have you ever been there? Somebody been lying to God
That's
for
right.
years. Been making all these vows
yes,
to God. I want to tell you, don't make a vow to the Lord, because he knows you're not going to keep it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
9, 10 times you talk,
right.
he already stand for the Lord. Forgive him. He know not what he do.
Mm-hmm.
you better
yes,
come
sir.
On with it. You know why I say that? Because a lot of us know when he brings us back to ourselves. Now, David is finna be brought back to himself because he knows the Lord's love. He knows God's love because he was a man after God's heart. So God brought him back to himself. He said this man had took that huge land from that poor man to deserve death. And Nathan said, "You are that man."
Yes, sir.
"You are that man." And he broke it down how God told him, "Can I back up again?" He said, "I gave you the kingdom. I gave the wives. I gave you everything you want. If you'd ask for more, I'd have gave you more than that. But you took the man's wife, and you put the man, and you killed this man. What if you would just ask me? I would have gave you woman probably just like Bathsheba." That's got to go. We said, that's all he had there. Watch verse 11.
Yeah. 2 Samuel.
2 Samuel 2 and 12 and 11. Watch what it says. "Thus said the Lord, behold, I will raise up evil against thee out of thy own house, Reverend. I will take thy wives before thy eyes and give them unto a nation, and he shall lie with thy wives in the sight of thy soul." And this, you know how you did it, Reverend. You know how, maybe they ain't gonna do you like that, but you know how folks do it? They be sleeping in the night. Don't think nobody's seeing them. He said, but God said, "I'm going to get your wife and get them wives, and I'm going to put it in the song. Everybody's going to get to see this here." He's talking about lying. Everybody to see what's going on with you. I'm going to give these men your wife. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Now, God, only God can do this here. Only God can take a man and break him down like he's doing David right now.
Yeah.
Only God can take you strong, man. You know how you misuse your wife, you know. Only God can take that. And you know what? You know what can hurt a man the most? I'll just say me. No, I ain't going to say you. I'm just saying, man, you can tell me I ain't no good, Reverend. You can tell me I'm no earthly good. And I tell you, I holler at you. You know what I'm talking about? But let my wife see it.
Right.
Let my wife see it. Watch it, Reverend. Let my kids see it. You know, dumb, man, you ain't no good. You did my. Let them see it, man. Man, they'll tear your heart out if you some kind of if you any kind of man. Now let me tell you something. They try to repent. You know, dumb, see, men think they some because some woman flopping to them, but sometimes another woman flops to you is what because what they can get out of you. It ain't all because they laying
That's
down
right.
with you too. Oh, here
come on,
Spirit. What if?
Come on, man.
What if, though? Can I say that again?
Mm-hmm.
What if?
Yes, sir.
When that man came to you and you resisted, said, "No, I'm married. I'm going to be my wife. I'm here to the end." You know what I'm talking about? This sounds soft to a lot of people, but somebody is really took them vows right. Somebody really took their vows right. And let me tell you something. Watch how you allow people in your space too. You're so strong. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
What is?
Yes, sir.
You allow that person to get in your space. Oh, I got this. I'm good. You know, I'm good. And she said the right word, or he said the right thing. Why you put yourself in that situation?
Mm-hmm.
Why you lie yourself?
Mm-hmm.
You know, my baby, my three kids, I got,
yes,
they grown now.
Yes,
you know what I tell them? Still telling them. See, I trust you. But you know what I don't trust, real? I don't trust their emotion.
Yes, sir.
You don't hear what I see.
There you go.
You get in a situation, and your emotions get to going. You know what I'm talking about? It ain't that song. Emotion makes you cry sometimes, make you fall in love.
Yeah.
You remember that song?
Mm-hmm.
You might be too late to remember that one. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Don't lie so many things in your life, man. Don't think you that strong. That devil, you know what he does? He just waiting.
Mm-hmm.
He just waiting. The adversary just waiting. And he's going to put it there, and he's going to paint that picture so good to you. It might not be a woman. It might be a car. It might be a house. Oh, yeah, Holy Spirit. It might be that job you got. You know, sometimes we marry things. We don't know we marry. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Sometimes we allow things in our life. Might be the old race car. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I'm learning, man. I'm just a young man, but I learn. And I mess up, too. I ain't going to say I don't mess up, but I learn to listen more to my wife. When she telling me something, she said, "You don't hear me?" And then one time I really didn't hear her, you know what I'm talking about? And then she did something. She said, "Well, you act like you didn't hear me," so I went on and did it. You know? Yeah, you're talking about messing up. Well, I'm just saying, fool, made to spend a little too much money one time, real.
Yeah.
So
I
started looking at me.
She
took that note, you mean yes, you know? Or that ignoring me, yes. You know how we said, yeah, you all right?
You're right about it.
Thus said the Lord, "Behold, I will raise up an evil against thee out of the hands of your house, and I will take that." David had a son, Absalom. Remember that? He had a son.
Yes, sir.
Who fought him. God, I'm going to raise something up in you. So don't tell me God what God wants. Some people ain't listening to him. Sometimes your little baby gets so bad, they make you so mad and get the smoking weed and herb. Now it's so legal now. So they say legal, that means you're smoking. Don't you know how many spirits you pick up smoking that weed, man? You have a spirit, you pick up drinking all that liquor. Let me tell you something. Them kids walk up to you and they look at you. You say, "Lord Jesus, what I do for you to get where you are today?" Sometimes it might not be the weed. It is something because they won't listen. You know what I'm talking about? But I tell you one thing, don't give up on them. Don't give up on them. You know, some of people got some real holy spirit. They never make a mistake in your sight. they never make those mistakes in your sight. You know what I'm talking about? They're so right. They never make. But I tell you, I said one time, my son, I went and picked him up one day, right? He was at the YMCA. I went and picked him up. He was probably about nine, real. You know what I'm talking about? And he was playing basketball. I hit a crossover on somebody. And some dude pushed him down. And he put it up and gave him the middle finger. I said, "Yeah." I said, "He didn't know I was in there, right?" He didn't know I was in there. I said, "Fuck it, come on." But he pushed me down.
Yeah.
You can't have a like that, can you? You swear with that when you teach you stuff, you know, come up, but it been taught, real. Let me live.
Yes, sir.
And did you catch that, real? Did you catch that? What if he would say, "Thank you, man, for knocking down"? No. I said, "What you need to do, put that forearm on and lean a little bit. Don't get in that other finger a little bit." You know what I'm talking about? And I would take that right. I got script, y'all. And I would take that wife before the eyes and give them unto the neighbors. Let me say, and I shall lie, and he shall lie with thy wives, and in thy sight of this son. He says, for thou didst it secretly, but I would do this thing before all Israel and before who? The son. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
David said unto Nathan, I have sinned against who? The Lord.
Oh, yeah. Help me, Holy
Spirit. And Nathan said unto David, Lord, also have put away thy sin, thou shalt not die. I like this here. He said, how bad, because by this deed thou hast given a great occasion unto the enemy up to the Lord. He said, blaspheme the child also that is born unto thee shall surely die. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I need to go back and read that real carefully to you again. I'm going to go back up to verse 11 and watch how I read this. He said, thus said the Lord, behold, I will raise up an evil spirit against thee out of thy own house. I will take, I'm almost on here, take thy wives before thy eyes and give them unto a neighbor, and he shall lie with thy wives in the sight of the sun. And for this, he said, it's secretly, but I will do this thing before all Israel and before the sun. And David said, Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. And Nathan said, look what he said now, unto David, the Lord also had put away thou sin. Help me, Holy Spirit. Thou shalt not die. Look at this. He said, hereby, because thou these has given thee great occasion to the enemy of the Lord, blaspheme the child also that is born unto thee shall surely die. Help me, Holy Spirit. God's going to work with him. It is God working with him. He's dealing with his spiritual side now. He done took him from that flesh, because what he was causing the sin to God was flesh. But when he got brought back to his attention and wanted to repent, God received that repentance, but he didn't. See, some people think because you can repent to God, that's it. Now, I'm going to tell you, that don't turn the wrath away from God either. When God, even though you repent, God still can punish you. God still can put some wrath on you. And that's what he did about David. You know, he did David like that. He told David, this child you're going to have is going to die. So when you hear that saying, how can God do something? I thought God is love. I thought God is merciful. He is. He is. God do not change because we change. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You can tell God you're sorry all you want to, but the wrath of God, when he say he's going to do something, you can book it. You can put it in the book. It ain't going to be no what if with him. He's going to do it. Because one thing about it, when he does something, he doesn't lie. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So what I say this here, God gave David that time. And I'm going to read these scriptures, and then we're going to be through, sisters and brothers. This is day one of that one if, David. And I want to read these rest of the scriptures, and then we're going to end it with this right here. Watch what it says. And Nathan depart his house, and the Lord struck the child that Uriah wife bare unto David, and it was very sick. Watch this now. And David therefore besought God for the child, and David fasted. Watch this now. Went in and lay all night upon the earth, and the elders of the house arose and went to him to raise him up from the earth, but he would not. Neither did he eat bread with them. And it came to pass on the seventh day that the child died. There you go, y'all. I told the verse that you read. You don't want to do something. You got a little noise behind you. It came to pass on the seventh day that the child died. And the servant of David feared to tell him that the child had died. For they said, behold, while the child was yet living, alive, we spoke unto him, and he would not hearken unto our voice. How will he then vex himself if we tell him that the child is dead. Now, watch what I'm going to say now. As long as that child was going through life, breathing, heart was bumping, he feel like he still had hope because it was a what if there. What if God would allow him for my prayer, my fasting, allow him. People look at this story here. Let me teach this and help you understand. Some people teach this in a way of, okay, we know for a fact God said he's going to kill this baby. And David knows that he said this here. But he want to know, what if I just pray and fast? Would God hear my heart? And he knows this here. Now, David did repent, say he was sorry. But God told him he was going to kill this baby. And what if he would have left him alone? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. What if he just say, yeah, well, God going to kill him? I ain't even praying about it. But he feared it with his sincerity, prayer, and fasting. People came up to him trying to get him to move and talk, and he wouldn't do nothing but just fast and pray for this baby. And now the baby had died. Now the baby had died, and now they're consulting with each other right now and saying, how can we go to him? This is the king. You know he's going to be mad if we come, that vexed me mad. You know he's going to be mad if we walk up to him. The baby had died. Now here he is fasting and praying, and God, the baby, God took the life of the baby. Now watch this here. Somebody had a problem with this because they said, why would God would do something like this here? God told him because of his sin, because he took Uriah's wife and got her pregnant. He told him that baby was going to die. Only God can make these things and make it be so. Sometimes people, babies die, and they wonder why they die. Not saying all them babies like David, you know what I'm talking about. God knows the future, my brothers and sisters. He knew, man, my wife, when we flew away Thursday, something would have went on probably at the house or where we was going. God knows what was going to happen. You know what I'm talking about? And that's why I said, when you said the what if, that even when we stayed, there were some few things came up we had to do. Unexpected things, you know what I'm talking about, we had to do. But if we wouldn't have been here, it wouldn't have gotten handled the way we did it, because God did that. He knew it. And my wife said, see, one of we would have been here. Look what this happened, that happened, you know. So we took it as a positive thing. Amen. So I think about how David, when God told him, now he's going to go to David, verse 19, he's going to go to David and let David know. Well, watch this here. But when David saw that his servant whispering, David perceived that the child was dead. Therefore David said unto his servant, he said, is the child dead? And they said, he is dead. Then David arose from the earth. I'm almost through, y'all. Rose from the earth and washing and anointing himself, all help me, Holy Spirit, and changed his apparel and came to the house of the Lord, help me, Holy Spirit, and worship. Then he came to his own house. And when he had required, they set a bread before him, and he did eat. Help me, Holy Spirit. And this said to his servant unto him, what thing is that thou hast done? Thou hast fasted and weep for the child. He said, why is it was alive, why he was alive? But when the child was dead, thou, he said, rise up and eat bread. And he said, while the child was yet alive, I fast and wept. For I said, who can tell whether God would be gracious to me? Help me, Holy Spirit, that thou child may live. Right? Who can tell me what if God, that's what he's trying to say, what God would have did for me if I would have not prayed like I did. Who could have told me that, man? Hear what he's saying. He said, but now he is dead. Wherefore should I fast? I can't bring him back again. Help me, Holy Spirit. Somebody need to hear this. But now he is dead. Wherefore should I fast? Can I bring him back again? I we said, should go to him. But he mm-hmm. should not help me, Holy Spirit. If you don't get nothing mm-hmm. out of the devil, if you have some problems with somebody that went home, or if rest with the Lord, and God allowed them to rest right there, we can, I don't care how much we fast, how much we pray, the only thing going to change that is you get a closer walk with the Lord. And if they knew the Lord when they left this place, you would meet them again. They can't return mm-hmm. to you, but you can go to them. And I'm going to tell you one thing about it. Someone said, I've been here 70 years. I've been here 80 years. I've been here 5 years. I've been here 20 years. But you're going to be longer dead than alive. Come on, that. You'll be longer dead than alive. Sir. You might mm-hmm. live 80 years. You might live 100 years. But you're gonna be dead eternally, though. So why seek the things that you can have eternal life? You know what I'm talking about? Well, I know we're sitting here for a minute. Some of us brag about our age, you know, some of this. But let me tell you something. You'll be more dead longer than you'll be alive. So why seek things that are keeping you here? This for a short time. Because the Bible said one day with the Lord is like 1,000 years. So why not make the days that you're living with the Lord to try to live to see him on the other side? But be the eternal life. David knew. He gonna see him again. Yeah, David knew. David was heartbroken because I like that poem. You know, sometimes you know you praying for your loved one. That we do. He said right here, verse 22. He said, while the child yet alive, I fasted and wept. That's what he said, right? For I said, who can tell whether God would be gracious to me that the child may live? What if what if I wouldn't have prayed? It didn't change the circumstances for him. Because God said it in the beginning. He was going to kill the baby. He said it. He said it because of what he did with Uriah. That's what did it. So how many of you understand this today? That God loves us so much. That he loves us so much. That he'll give us a chance to correct it. But some of them correction we do, it don't stop the wrath, though. Reverend. It doesn't stop the wrath.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't stop the wrath. God can still whoop you. God can still punish you for what you had did. That's what he did today.
Yes.
For my day-to-day brothers and sisters, and this is what God gave me just then. I believe that if we had to go back over and look at that man hanging between them two thieves one day, you know, the man we call Jesus was hanging between them two thieves one day. And one thief looked at Jesus. He said, if you be the Son of God, save us and yourself as well. And the other thief told him, Reverend, he said, man, we deserve our punishment, but he doesn't deserve you. And he looked at Jesus and told Jesus to remember him. Help me, Holy Spirit, to remember him.
Mm-hmm.
To remember him. When you get the power, and he told him, this day, today now, you will be with me in paradise.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hear me.
Yes,
never said he got baptized, never said, don't know his history, what happened to him, but this man had a belief. But we believe in Scripture. The Bible said, except a man be born of the water and the Spirit, that he could retain heaven. Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit. So we tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Today, if you got a what if I just hit the one button and ask for prayer, would these people laugh at me? Nope. What if I hit the one button and ask for, I want to change my life, would they laugh at me? Nope. What if I ask the brothers to walk me through Roman way, when I confess out my mouth that the Lord Jesus, God has raised him from the dead, and I should say, but with the heart, man, believe under God. But what if I do these things? I ask you today, quit saying what if and come to Jesus where you at. Don't mind what you got, how you are. He'll meet you where you at. And we'll pray with you. You know,
that's
if you're talking about the little lesson we had a while ago that you didn't want to explain right, you can hit the button and explain it for us. Like if it's something we need to help you with, we can pray about that too as well. We're not going to argue about that,
mm-hmm.
but we'll be with you. We'll pray with you, though. And I thank God for the lesson because I know in the teach priest word, he told us to do that. He told us to teach them to observe all things that I command you. That's what we do. He commanded us to what? To repent. He commanded us for the remission of our sins. So come to Jesus as you are. Come.
Yes.
Don't wait another day. The day you got him, pray for us and pray for others. Then we stay with the Lord. Our sister Cindy said, and when she said, hey, Brother Willie, she went way back to 2015. And it said, what if? Said, Brother Willie, what if? 1 Corinthians 15-12, right? Chapter 15, verses 12-20. And Apostle Paul was saying, he said, what if Christ had not been risen? He said, your faith with what? Fellow, you are still in your sin. If Christ had not risen from the dead, we are to be pious because of our life is without means. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Without the resurrection, everything will come to an end. And life is a one-way journey to the what? To the cemetery. Without the resurrection, we have no future, no hope, eternal life. Our past will catch us up, right, with us. And when we die, we will stand condemned before God. That's what if. Oh, thank you, sister. What if? What if the Lord would have came and died? What if? Have you ever thought about that? Not in my mind I am right now. Because I'm glad he did. He died for you and I. He died for us. Thank you, Martha. Sister Martha, thank you for this. He died for you, both of us. And she got this back in way 2015. What a dog. She bubbles up. He said, as age-old question, God is not obligated to give us an answer. But if he promised us his grace. But he promised us his grace. I like that. He's not obligated.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody like, you got to do it, God. Like you got to do it. Look what David did. He went time and time. He said, I fast and pray. Who said that God would be gracious to do this? Sir? But he didn't want to hear no negativity when he was praying. That he didn't want to hear one of them guys say, man, he's dying. Why are you still praying? He's going to go, you know. He didn't want to hear all that because he feared God would have been gracious to him. And that's what we are today. How far you will go in your prayer. Silent helper. It's, in what way does God's goodness undergird your life? He said, what are you thanking him for today? God keep giving us reason to praise him. God keep giving us a reason to praise him. I love this. Mm-hmm. If you've been on the journey a while, and you've been here a while, you know for a child of doubt that silent help, he didn't came in 2015. When our sister was going through some things, God blessed her with a few things to give us in 2021. Help me, Holy Spirit. And then look what how it does. And it was good then, and it's good now. But Isaiah 25:1-9 said, I will praise the Lord, your name, for you have done wonderful things. Have God ever done something wonderful for you? Thank him for. When I consider all the wonderful things that God does, silent on my knee, on my behalf each and every day, I see that my list of praise is much larger, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, than my list of petition. Do you hear that? My praise more than my petition, more than I ask God for something. I praise him more than what I ask him for. That's what I'm talking about. you know, a lot of us, we'll take our grocery list and leave it at his feet and come back tomorrow and see that he looked at it. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But when you know the Lord, you know the love from the soul, you know for a fact that he heard it and he blessed it, but God moves on his own time. I really believe, and it ain't no cliche, that God is an on-time God. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now watch this. I got to get out of here when I say this. Not fear, but faith. Not fear, but faith. Fear can paralyze. Fear can paralyze. But faith prepare us to follow him. You ready for that? When you take fear, it does. It paralyzes. It just holds you to a point. It just worry and say, man, this is going to happen. What if he don't do this? This is going to happen. But when you have faith, you can follow God all the way. Have you followed God? Thank you, sister. And I know the Lord is with us because some things he just don't lift off of us. Help me, Holy Spirit. Some things he let us tarry for a minute in. Sometimes he moved with us again. And I thank God for the Holy Spirit. I thank God for the peace he gives us surpasses all understanding. Have you been there lately? And Brother Willie, what if? May God bless the hearer in the due of his word.
Brother Eric?
Yes, sir.
Brother Eric.
What's up there, brother? How you doing, brother?
I have a very, very big disclaimer, and I wanted to make sure it's understood.
This is from the
heart. I believe in my heart, and I'm going to say it openly. I think you are a very, very, very good teacher. I've always enjoyed your teaching. I think you're on track, and this is not a challenge. It just maybe I'm trying to see. I think you said it, but I just wanted to make sure that one of my friends, they're listening, they didn't quite understand it, and I tried to tell them, God, and I want to make sure people hear, I think you're a very good teacher. I love it. I've never had an argument with you or with the word, and I think that you're right on target. 99% of the time that I've ever heard you talk, I think that. But when they think that, the way it was said or the way it seems, that God just walks around, finds somebody, and punishes them or kills them for no reason. And that means that he's a mean, despiteful God. But that's not what it is. It's not that David, a son or daughter or whatever child it was, just God kicked them out and said, I'm going to kill them just because I want to show you that I'm powerful. That's not what it is. Our sin causes God to react. And when we do things that are disobedient and that we have a tendency to try to lie on God, oh, God killed him. God did this. And that's true. Your actions did it. Your sin did it. And your willfully to be disobedient to him causes him to react, because David said that even in my sin, God is still just when he judges. So when he judged me, he said, you did it, you know. You the man. And so that's kind of what I wanted to try to, so that if you agree, that the listener can hear you say, because God just don't go around. You know what? It's Eric's day today. It's Tim's day today. It's Brother D. It's Reverend Henry's day today. I'm going to kill somebody. No, that ain't what God does. But if you go out and all the way from Adam and Eve, our sin brought on the death. It brought on all the punishment and the suffering that we went through because of our action. God is just.
Yes,
he's holy. He's wise. And nothing that he does is unjust. So that's why I said people think that God just killed him and took him away. That's not true. Sin did it from way back in Adam and Eve's day. It started right there, and it hasn't changed up until what God has allowed Jesus to come. If we verbally agree and say Jesus is our Savior, Son of God, your sins are forgiven then. Now you start fresh. And that still doesn't mean that you don't get punished for your actions. So our actions bring on God's reaction. So that's what I wanted to say. I'm going to get out the way and let you finish. But that's what they thought, that God just walk around and pick somebody today and kill them. No, that's not what he do. It's our actions cause him to react to our sinful
sin. I don't know how long. don't know how long y'all phone. When I first started out, I started out in verse 1. Verse 1 said, in the Lord. Watch this here. In the Lord sent. Can I say it again? In the Lord sent Nathan unto David. Can I do it again? In the Lord sent David unto David, and he came unto him and said unto him, he was dealing with a parable, right? He was dealing with a parable. In this parable, Nathan and God was trying to show Nathan that he was wrong when he killed Uriah. He was wrong when he killed Uriah. He did the what if I put him on the front line. I mean, what if I get him drunk? That didn't work because he stayed with the officer. What if I put him on the front line and he got killed? But I want to get this scripture right here so I can. This is what I read in the scripture, verse 9, right? Verse 9. If you don't mind. Verse 9 says, wherefore thou hast despised the commandment of the Lord to do evil in his sight. You was it. That did it.
Mm-hmm.
Once he repented, over in verse 13, he repented. God still had to punish him because what he did, I gave you everything. Anything you would have asked for, I would have gave you. He took this man's wife. You know what I'm talking about? And see, at this time, God wasn't lingering like he does in the New Testament. We got grace in the New Testament stuff. It's because Jesus covers us all, Bob. At this time, God punished you more, stricter, harder, baby. Because David was the man who God going to use one day to come through his lineage. But David was Jesus. Jesus came through David's lineage. So you and I can have this opportunity to have these faults that we have right today, wrong, misunderstanding, lie, cheating. So Jesus came through this, but I want to keep reading this. Wherefore hast thou despised the commandment of the Lord to do, and thou say, thou hast killed Uriah the Hittite with a spoil, and hast taken, look at it, his wife to be the wife, and hast slain the spoil of the children of the Ammonites. This is the reason why God punished him. People don't want to hear it, though, Brother Tim, that God punishes us. Even though we repent, God still will punish us. He said in Acts 20, I'll read it a while ago, he was a man after God's own heart. But that is, God said the sword would never leave your house. It didn't stop there because of the blood he had on his hand. He put blood on his hand when he killed his heart, and God never took that off him. That's some serious. At this time, he didn't have a what? You can repent to God. So Jesus came. He still had death. When Jesus came, he covered up because he went to what? He went in prison to preach. That means we said in the Greek word, it's telling he went to hell and preached. And he preached so much that the hell, the people got him start walking. Oh, help me, oh, so what you said is correct, you're correct with what you're saying. I think sometimes people hear words, hang on, but my brother said this all the time. Sometimes you gotta get the addiction, but sometimes you got to start at the beginning, too, and go all the way with us. You understand what I'm saying? So I say this in passing now. When I say this here, when Uriah was a faithful servant to David. He was like a child. And he took this man's wife and laid down and got her pregnant. And he did a lot of what if. Mm-hmm. What if I do this here? And everything he did, it didn't work. And he has to pay for it. And all this is from us, from David, that we have a Savior now. We have a Savior cover our fault. Cover our wrong. Because if Jesus would have never came, if Jesus would have never walked this earth and was tempted like he was on every hand, if he would have never said, when the devil looked at him, turned him, look at that bread, that stone, turn into rock, 10 of rocks of bread. Jesus used those old Proverbs and Deuteronomy. He said, man don't live by bread alone, but every word proceeded out the mouth of God. Because the reason why Jesus said it, your father ate manna, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, in the wilderness, and they still died. He said, but this bread I give you, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, you can live forever. That's what he said. He said you can live forever. He's not saying cannibals eat and sleep. He's talking about that when long as you get connected to the mind and the spiritual world, that you'll never be detached from it. But to detach us from God, we walk away from him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Not that he never walked away from us, but we walk away from him. What separates us from God? Sin. Sin separates us from God. And he hates sin. He hated it. But I'm taking this in now. But what he does, he'll forgive us. But he does a lot of what us we don't want to do. He told one woman, I'm going to leave y'all alone when I say this. He told one woman, and they brought it to him, because it was customary. If you bring either two or three witnesses, establish the truth, Brother D. Establish the truth. So two or three witnesses came to Jesus with this woman, got caught in a commitment of adultery. And by law, she's supposed to get stoned.
She's supposed to be stoned.
So Jesus, this me, Brother D, you know I'm just kind of slow. He went to writing down. It's just me now. Well, you lied yesterday. You raped somebody the other day. And you took this other person's money. He kept writing all these things down, right? And then you know what he told him, Brother D? It's just me now. It's just me. But the Bible said, he said, you have not sinned. Can I do it like this? Cast the first stone. That's what they did. They cast it, right? They cast it to the ground. They put it down for the old to the younger. Right. And then Jesus looked at that woman. He said, what are thou accusing? He said, what y'all accusing? She said, I don't see none. He said, they looked at her and said, neither did I accuse you. He said, go. This is the thing we don't like to see.
Then no more.
This is don't go back and being a whore. That's what he said. Don't go back being a whore.
Yeah,
I want you to stop.
That's right. That's what he's telling them.
That's what he said. I want you to put that. That's what he's saying. So, Brother Tim, you're correct. It was a sin. Mm-hmm. God, and when God said he's going to do something, it ain't going to be no what if God said. He already gave the promise.
Mm-hmm.
The promise is he made
that's
a
right.
commandment. He said, and you went against it, Dave. So I killed the baby. He told me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't made it plain enough to you. But what if, Brother Willie, you hit the one button?
Amen. Amen.
I get. Amen. I did.
Come on, Brother Willie.
Well, go ahead. No, go ahead, Brother. I can wait. I talk enough as it is. Brother, well, you heard me talking and he stopped. But my big mouth go enough as it is. Amen.
So
truly the head of my life.
I did, but I'm sorry, brother.
Come on, brother.
But I was gonna say, did Brother Tim understand that what the sermon about the what if was? Did he understand? Did he hear about the sermon? Did he hear Friday services during? He might not have heard Friday services while we was talking about it. But again, I was thinking about it too, Reverend Brian. He really blessed you again too, because if everybody on this phone gets sick or have problems like you had with your wife, when you want to be at home around people you know and everything, instead of being out down that road or somewhere, and then you got the added expense of getting a hotel room and away from your home, away from your business and all that. So you were really blessed, even though you feel like some people might have felt like, hey man, I got cursed, but I wasn't cursed. I think you were really blessed, Reverend Brian.
Oh yeah, I agree, 100%. Yes, amen. Four things came up while we was at home, and I knew we wouldn't have been there. It wouldn't have never been accomplished. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, I agree. Yeah. She was saying the last night, what if? She said, she don't even know I was going to go do this message today. That's why
I think we need to get some shirts made. What if? What if? I'm going to get Brother D1, Brother Tim House, Reverend Henry. We all going to get us a what if shirt. But anyway, I'm going back on mute because I got a little background. I'm enjoying the service. I'm enjoying the service, and I appreciate the question that our brother Tim asked because you know, understand? You know, that was a good question he asked because that was he got clarification because when he was asking it, I'm thinking kind of the same way, you know, when he asked it. So I got a clarification on it too. So thanks, brother Tim, for asking that question, you know, to get the clarification.
Yeah. But that's what we tell hit the one button.
Amen.
Hey, we can talk, man. Maybe I might have missed a moment, that's why I like to take express God's word with it because I do know we got listeners on that list, and everybody here can learn different levels. So, you know, so but that's good, brother. I hope, I don't know if Brother Tim's still there. Brother D, is Tim still there?
I think he's still in here. I don't think he's gone nowhere. Brother Tim, are you there? Yeah, he's still in here. He's probably on mute, but he's still in there. You know, he'll go on mute and put that phone
in
his
pocket. Yeah, hold on. Yeah, I had that lawnmower one. There I am. Sorry.
Because he's still
there. Yeah, I was trying to.
I had just
called over and asked my boy. He said, yeah, it made sense the way you said it because the way he thought. He thought that God was such a bully and a mean person that he just killed people because he wanted to. And I was like, no, it's our sin that caused him to react to what we do. And we know what we should and should not do. The law has already established what's good and what is bad. And then I said, Jesus came and he saved us. But you cannot reap the benefit until you accept Jesus. All the other, you're still guilty. So he didn't understand that it started way back with Adam and Eve and that it came on up. Ain't nothing been changed until Jesus did it. So now you have to accept the gift of being acquitted of all your sin because Jesus took upon him all the sin. But he said that God killed him. No, that ain't what he meant. So that's why I wanted you to clarify it a little bit. So I think he got it now. He said he did, so I just hope that was good. I understood exactly what you were saying. Because when you said he put him, he tried to get him drunk and say that he went in to his wife. That didn't work. He put him on the front line and got him killed. So it wasn't that God just decided to kill David's child. No, David committed all that sin. Adultery, murder, and all, and then now there was some punishment that came behind it.
You know something, bro. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
If you look at this.
Uh-oh, you're breaking up, D. Hold on, I can't hear you.
Oh, let me get I'm in a bad area. I hope you
there
hear
you
me.
Go,
but
there
if
you go.
You, okay, I'm going to try to set still. If you really go back and look at this story, David cast death up on his own child.
Yep.
If you go to the delivery when he sent Moses down, what did Pharaoh do? He cast death up on his own child. See, a lot of times God allowed you to do your own doing.
Mm-hmm.
See, what did David say when he was having his discussion? What did David say? David said he should be killed.
Yes,
what David said. These were David's statements. He truly cast death upon his own.
Another thing I heard my brother
saying how we ought to walk to please God with just a little faith. I can't remember exactly how he put it, but the Bible said without faith it's impossible. You don't even have a chance to please him. You know, you got to get in faith just to have an opportunity to please God.
Got to believe.
I'm not gonna hold on. I came in this morning to tell my brother I truly enjoyed the word of God again. Been on since I think I was 8-9 minutes late coming in, but I want to ask a special prayer for a long time friend of ours. Guy's been in the racing game for a long time. We know him as Brother Shine. About his situation last week. I got a call this morning that he's having the ups and downs. He's turning for the worst. He's turning back. He's turning for the worst. And it's just not looking good. But as my brother spoke earlier, when you have faith, you don't have people. him able to do exceedingly. But we have to also remember that if God do, we need to be willing to accept, because he give us our answer, and sometimes it don't be the way we get it. And I have to say that, because a lot of people will say, man, we prayed, and he still went on. It was God's will that he go. It was God's will that she go. So I want to just ask prayer for my brother Shine, who a long-time drag racer. And that virus has caught him, doing him kind of bad. I got a call this morning that says doing him kind of bad. But we want to keep him in our prayers as we pray. So we want to take him to the altar as well, if you will, my brother.
Oh, yes. Hey, brother. And look at David. Look at David. Look at David again. David said, he said, and I said, mm-hmm. while the child mm-hmm. was yet I passed, and I wept.
Mm-hmm.
For I said, mm-hmm. content, God would be gracious to me.
Amen.
The child
Amen.
He was it. He said, but I love that part, because he said, what if God would hear my prayer? And he said, well, he did repent. Now he's praying to me. He's fasting. And he done did all this here. Now I'm just going to go on mm-hmm. there. See, God can't lie.
Mm-hmm. He cannot lie.
He can't lie. Literally said in verse 14, he said, how did he, because thou this deed, this brother, here you go, brother, Tim, because by this deed, thou hast given a great occasion to enemies of the Lord to blaspheme.
Mm-hmm.
The child also that is born unto thee shall surely die. So he said it. He said that. He's not going to put the start making plans. I know he's going to hear them.
Start
making plans.
See, that's what I was saying, my brother. That's what I was saying when Pharaoh said, let the firstborn cast death upon his own child. I'm not going to decide this one. I just want to thank God for the word.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's a beautiful thing that we're gonna push it home though. But like I was telling them earlier, Brother D, what if it's all over this Bible? It's like a series,
right?
What if, right? If it be God's will, tomorrow we're gonna do another story about
if it's God's will. Yes, it is.
We had another one. Yeah. You know, we're going to touch it.
If Jesus had came.
Yes, sir. That's number one. See, I want to do that last. I didn't want to do it now. It takes the thunder away. You know what I'm talking about? It takes the damn thing. They call it thunder. In Chicago, they come out letting your hair down. You might catch that later. But we're going to pray for Brother Shine. We're going to pray for anybody else who needs prayer. But we're going to pray, because we heard a petition for our brother from Chicago. You know, COVID's a bad thing, boy. It's out there. I had a friend, man. He was working. And one of the guys he was working with was tested positive Wednesday. And they made everybody that was around him to go test positive, go get a check, right, and see they got the COVID. And lo and behold, he had it. But he said he didn't have no symptoms. He did take the vaccine. He said he had no symptoms. He said, then he started thinking about it. He can't taste nothing. So he said, oh, that's the only symptom he think he could have, because he's not sick at all. But he tested positive for the COVID, so they made him sit home. Yeah, God is blessing him, you know. AJ really got nothing to do with it, because he's messing with babies too now, young people now too as well. But just to say this here, all sickness is not unto death. It is God's will to heal our brother. Brother Shine, you know, heal him, God will. It's not only God has that final say. We just petition to God that it be his will because we know he's a healer. We know he can do it. But then we know his healing is two ways, Brother D, in the body or after body. In the body or after body. So we're going to pray for God's will for in the body if it be his will. Allow the brother to be here a little longer. You know, we have one man named Hezekiah. Pray to God. Ask God to let him live a little longer. And God gave 15 more years. I know God is able. So somebody said, well, you said everything is predestined. Yes, it is. Nothing moves for God don't know. He has the date for all of us. So we just ask for God's grace if he allows us to be here a little longer, that he does, you know. So if it's not anybody else who I start praying, because I don't know, Reverend said he's going to be in a meeting. Because I go and pray. We just ask God a blessing. Go ahead, the Father. Hello? 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 Hello?
I'm here. I'm still here.
I'm here. Yeah, you want to, can you, this real?
Yes, sir, yeah. Yes, sir, I'm letting you know I didn't go
nowhere.
I just stayed
up there. Yeah, I know you did. Yeah. I heard that. As soon as you opened, I heard that dog. Yeah. Just don't. Yeah, get back. Yeah. Okay. Let us pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace, Lord. Lord, we come in the most humble manner we know how, Lord. Thanking you, Father God, for your sweet spirit, Lord. Thank you for the word of God that went forth, Lord. We ask you, Father God, to forgive us for any sins we have done, known and unknown. And Lord, we come touching the ground right now, Lord. Touching the ground by Brother Shine, Lord. We ask you, Father God, to heal him, Lord. We ask him, Father God, to make that his breathing way clear, Lord, so he can breathe on his own, Lord. Touch it from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet, Lord, to heal him, Lord. Touch his family. They sit there is praying with him, Lord. We're going to touch and agree right now that you cover the brother, Lord, from the bottom of his head to the top of his head, Lord. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Father God, for all the things you have done in his life, Lord. Lord, we just lift him up to you, Lord, because we know you're a healer, Lord. Lord, we just ask you to give strength, Lord, to all the friends and family that love them, Lord. Give them strength, Lord, to know that, Father God, that your doctor has never lost a patient. So, Lord, bless, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, bless. Bless him, Lord. We ask you to be real, Lord, touch him from his head to the bottom of his feet, Lord. Lord, for one that probably didn't ask for prayer, we just ask you to cover him spiritually, mentally, physically, and financially, Lord, in this day, Lord. Move in a mighty way, traveling grace, Lord. Move in a way of misunderstanding, Lord, and always keep your love there, Lord. Lord, be with the will of God, Lord, that he gave that question of what if, Lord. Lord, we pray that was something was said, Lord, to help. We pray that was something misunderstood, Lord, that you go forth and touch your people's heart with misunderstanding of the word, Lord. We may want conveyed, right, Lord. Let it be your Holy Spirit to touch, Lord. And we love you, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. We ask you, Father God, to always be with us, Lord. Never leave us with ourselves, Lord. Because we know we are nothing without you, but we everything which is so blessed this day, Lord. Thank you for Brother Shine, Lord. Thank you for his healing, Lord. Because we believe you are healer, Lord. And we thank all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Jesus is love.
children, and don't let them fall by the side of the road. And teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their heart. 'Cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down. And I know got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts to be thankful and glad that Jesus is love. He won't let you down.
I'm gonna be here.